Client manifests Simon's case, entry 009. The Rolling Hills population, fearful of the confirmed presence of zombies, undertook construction of a well-designed barricade fence, but group disorganization precluded its finish. Wallace, in charge of local capital punishment, was dispatched to gather the necessary materials and assist, but completion of this task is unable to be verified as of this writing. Jerry, the local internment specialist, has resurfaced without the zombies and may be useful to the case. Lastly, the citizens, summoned to hear a speech by a local actor named Hudson, dressed as their unelected leader, were witness to a miscalculation by my associate Lorette, causing what appears to be a critical injury to her sister. Lorette! Did you hear me? You shot Sweetie! You shot your sister!
Shite, and woo shite! Wherefore did precious Sweetie fling herself in the path of mine deadly arrow?
To save your father?
Tis not my father! Tis an impostor! I did tell thee!
These people seem pretty convinced it's your father.
Behold, the Lady Sweetie lay limp as she is carried back into the castle. Dost not behold well.
She's not being carried. That's just Tallulah. Oh, never mind. Why do I even try?
This cannot be a...
Wait. Lorette, where are you going? Nick, we're going to the castle.
Oh, very much. Sounds nice.
Let us through. Step aside. Let us through.
Guard, 'tis Lady Lorette. Drop the drawbridge for mine entry at once.
Aye, my lady.
Lorette.
Jessica. Join me in crossing the royal threshold.
Okay. Wait, where did Nick go? Nick!
I art nearly there.
Mine sister is mortally wounded inside the castle. Nay time to squander. I must leave thee, Jessica.
I need to go in there too. It's where your knight is, and he has something of mine. Nick, hurry it up.
Thee travel most swiftly for a wench.
You know what? Never mind. Let's go.
Oh, my dearest sister Sweetie, heart of mine heart, flesh of mine flesh.
Literally.
The best and kindest of us all. Wherefore did she step directly in a deadly arrow's path?
For me, the lady did do it to prevent mine own killing. Sweetie, oh fairest Sweetie, would I giveth mine own life for thy well-being?
I will revive her. Sweetie! Sweetie!
She is not breathing! God above! The Lady Sweetie is not breathing!
Histrionic vagabond, yet only making things worse.
She moves! Sweetie?
Sweetie!
I wish the player to stay.
Sister, thee art most gravely wounded. Ye must not stir till we fetch the barber.
What did happen?
When the player did begin speaking, admit I must, our people did seem to believe he wast our father.
Then a big arrow did cometh from nowhere. From far enough distance, I could not see who did send it.
Sister Tallulah, I am well.
Sweetie, pray be halcyon, for the sake of thy serious wound.
'Tis what I am declaring. Wounded, I am not.
Can such be as true?
Sister, thou were hit hard and square. I did pay witness.
I am but queasy, as though some humours hath been knocked from me. But behold, I am well.
'Twas the gauntlet, Lady Tallulah. The gauntlet on thy head. Arrow did not pierce the metal armor of the gauntlet.
Sweetie did most narrowly escape death. 'Tis miraculous. But what sort of marksman holds such unmatched aim?
Sisters, oh sisters, whither is Sweetie who by fluke did I pierce with mine unmatched aim?
'Twas thee?
'Twas thee?
How was both by fluke and unmatched aim? Sensible should be as to one or t'other.
Silence, knight. Sweetie is well, Sister Lorette, but thee hath some account to give.
As do thee. Where
wherefore did thee present this curded, cheese-faring clodpole as our father?
'Tis hard.
Because our father hath been ransomed.
What doth thee imply, ransomed?
He hath been taken from this place to one where he shan't be treated well. And on our honor, we must rescue him soonest, but cannot without an army, which we will not have due to thy actions causing the moment to call an army to be gone. Where hath thee been?
Oh, let me ponder. Simply rescuing the whole of the realm from thy troublesome undead with my... with Jessica?
Mistress Jessica, I did not see thee standing ere me again. Oh, 'tis most truly fate. Oh, joy. Oh.
Be quiet, you human spit bubble. I'll get to you in a minute. Tallulah, do you have any idea who kidnapped your father?
I do.
Our knight did give account 'twas by order of the overswelled ruler of Foggy Bog, who demands to force one of us daughters into marriage.
Ew.
Ew.
Ew, Lord Roger. He is verily evil, a marauder and thief.
Do you know why he kidnapped him?
Again, I have the answer.
Sir Gideon!
Hudson, fool!
I heareth not a thing.
Because Lord Roger dost want the cabbage. He is not lord, but profiteer, no more than pirate.
Hudson! How did thee get yon part? Fool!
Fie! Silence, one and all, ere I fill the dungeon with earthly meat!
This lady is so mightily headstrong.
Tallulah, just listen. If you're sure your father is being held at this Lord Roger's castle, I can help get him back for you. Just get me there.
Taketh great care with thy words, mistress. Nay, patience hath I for false account.
Oh, aye, if Jessica saith she can do something, she will do it.
With your help.
Receive the chamber.
'Tis what I did saith.
Hoy doy, who is this fop, so plainly lacking in valor?
Lady Tallulah, such a big fanatic am I.
Fibblebee, fibblebee, fop. How did this cat purse enter our palace?
No thieving cat purse am I. I hath ne'er stolen a thing, but the heart of a loving audience.
Eh?
Aye, he is another player that Jessica dost saith.
Jessica.
We need him to protect us against the troublesome undead.
Wherefore?
He has the spellbook and... Wherefore again, Jessica?
We don't have time for that. You two... three, need to get back out on the balcony so people can see Sweetie's okay. The last thing we need right now is a riot.
I will not receive commands from thee.
Sister, 'tis valorous guidance, and thee knoweth. Wend.
Aye, I bethink we should ponder it.
None care what thee bethink, player. Ye may be silenced by sword at any moment.
She doth not mean that.
'Tis hard to rule o'er a land.
Psst, fool! How did thee get this part?
You'd better get out there, people.
Sister, I beg of thee.
Thou shalt accompany us, sister. I care not thy thoughts be as further turned by this sneaky mistress.
Oh, fine. Thee first.
Thee first?
Wend we must, sisters, together with haste.
Beloved subjects, witness all art well, in particular... the Lady Sweetie.
And off I go to the balcony as well.
Oh no, you're staying in here with me, Nick.
But the crowd doth cheer and maketh mine baby makers grow large.
Fine, then give me the spell book. That or stay here.
Were I not so desperate for mine own company of players, player Nick's day wilt arrive.
Where do you think you're going?
Oh, fair Jessica. Though I do love thee with most wondrous passion, mine first loyalty is to the ornate cap of Lord Paul. Trust we will soonest be united, and I wilt cover thee with—
You're not covering me with anything, ever.
But—
In fact, the only thing you're going to do is hand over the letter you took from me, and you're going to do that right now.
Letter? Oh, thee mean the sheaf of papyrus my mistress did drop so I could pick'st up and carry on mine oft perilous journey. The letter I did cover with ne'er-ending kisses to summon thee back to mine embrace. 'Twas a success.
Jesus, you are a piece of work.
I believe I did hear those same words recently at a play.
Give me the letter, Gideon, or I will skin you like the demented turtle you are and take it from your corpse.
Ooh, 'tis words of love play?
The letter, Gideon!
I will submit to anything to please thee, but doth thou not bethink I shouldst receiveth something in exchange?
If you want me to represent you in a case, forget it. I have more than I can handle right now.
Not as lawyer, mistress. I have nay charge. Sir Gideon is beloved by all.
The evidence would really suggest otherwise. But fine. What do you want?
'Tis a dram bit of fun called the Cabbage Festival.
I already said no to that.
Aye, but things have changed. If thee submit to mine escort and cheer most loudly for my triumphs, I will happily bestow, long with mine undying devotion, in thy tiny bitty hand.
Normal-sized hands.
Thy most coveted letter.
Ugh. When is the festival?
Early, on the morrow.
Fine. But the second it's over, you will immediately give me my property. And if you don't, I will tell everyone, publicly, all the women and every town gossip, that you've broken your word. That's pretty bad for a knight, isn't it?
Aye. But nay to worry, I shall honor thy request, precious mistress, and return the letter to thee on yon occasion. But I have the date to the Cabbage Festival. I have the date to the Cabbage
Festival. Gideon!
Hooray! Knight, would you come serve the Lord of Foggy Bog, Lord Roger, right hence? Right hence! By making this noise, I have reminded myself of the silver-nosed Twiff Knight of Rolling Hills. It's his comical. Wherefore art none about to appreciate my fine humor?
My lord?
Sir Ray, wherefore did thee take it so very long?
I am before thee, my lord. What service doth my lord require from thy most loyal... knoweth not where that did come from. Knight.
What word is there of our prisoner, the, what name does he goeth by?
Lord Paul.
Oh, tis it?
Aye, my lord, as I did telleth thee but half an hour past.
Oh, wasn't so very recently?
Twas.
Well, what of the scoundrel?
He is chained in our dungeon, still.
Is he well?
As well as one can beast, chained in dungeon.
Well, perchance we should give him a thorough going over.
My lord.
See to his welfare, huh?
The servants have fed him daily and report few scrapings, boils, or pustules.
Oh, well, perchance we are not treating him well.
'Tis a dungeon, my lord.
Aye, but we do not wish to be known as the bad dungeon, do we?
I bethink we do, in fact.
Ah, the lord himself must see to this. Guards, fetch my carrying door.
The sun doth rise, such as it is, on a new morn, and the Lord Paul has survived his bewildering imprisonment.
Oh!
Fairer than yon fellow in the puddle. Good fellow. Good fellow. What art thee imprisoned for? 'Twill maketh conversation a test. Someone approaches. Behold, presentable.
Presenting the magnificent Lord Roger, ruler of Foggy Bog, most brave and strong, fiddle-dee-dee, and so on.
I recall this wicked knight. 'Twas he who did take me from my castle.
Whither is this unfairly cabbage-fortunate lord?
'Tis about the cabbage? Of course. Surprised I did not see it sooner.
Is this mine sworn enemy from a pungent, war-happy land,
War-happy we are not. We are peaceful. Thee art the invader. Oh.
Oh, what?
Thou art on a door, carried about.
How dare thee, prisoner, to be so familiar with the lord?
Nay, I am lord.
But not of hither thee are not.
Fair. But art thou carried about on a door because... thou art so pudding-filled.
'Twill not end well.
To bethink I held concern for thy bootless welfare. Thou art a jackanape, a gutter-snipe, a monkey-breath pigeon-faced heap of dung!
Doth not yell, for ye are turning red.
Wherefore do thee care?
'Tis right for one human to care for another.
My lord?
We shall torch you. Summon the alchemist right hence.
Aye, my lord.
I, my people, see that I am whole. I am hardy. Ye are doing most favorably, Hudson. All townsfolk believe thee as their lord.
'Tis an honor, Lady Sweetie. But above all, I am most thankful ye art well.
I bethink most of the townsfolk are calmed and have taken their leave, sisters. Shall we withdraw to our castle?
So thee can gaze upon Jessica, thy object of infatuation, who art in our castle high lone with our purple-hearted knight?
She would a snare. She's far too clever. I needeth the chamber pot.
Oh, Player Nick. And the Mistress Jessica, I had forgotten thee was hither.
Where wouldst we wend?
And where is what name dost he goeth by again?
You mean your own knight, Gideon? He's right behind you.
My Lady Lorette, I bethink we should have a talk. It might be a sticky.
Not now, Gideon.
Aye, knight. Readeth the chamber.
Sir Gideon, I command thee to escort mine sisters and fake father within, right hence.
As thee wish. I so deeply love thee, Jessica.
Shut up.
So, art thee too hand-fasted now?
You mean engaged? Absolutely 100% never.
Player Nick, thee wilt leave us as well.
Must I? 'Tis just getting of interest.
Stand over there, where I can see you.
Fine.
I suppose 'twas fated thee wouldst have many suitors, Jessica.
I have none, and I'm interested in having none, especially not here.
Oh.
I told you, Gideon has something of mine, so we made a deal. I'm going to the cabbage festival with him tomorrow.
Oh? And what precious thing dost the knight hold of thine that thee cannot bear to be without?
A letter.
First the necromancer's spellbook. Now 'tis a letter thou must have. 'Tis it some sort of game?
I need both. It's hard to explain, but I need you on my side, Lorette. If you're serious about rescuing your father, I can do that, I promise you. Just get me to where he is with some weapons. And you.
Oh, Jessica, I cannot defy mine sisters, even for thee.
Aye, for at this moment, Mistress Jessica, we shall address thy treason.
Alchemist, how I detest the alchemist. Task to fetch the unscrupulous Magus delays mine own plans to overthrow Lord Roger's rule. But doth Lord Roger carest? Nay, never doth. Perchance, if he did, I would not wish to overthrow his rule. Who is it I am falsing? I surely would. He very much sucks at it. Every time I travel to her house built of bones, I loseth mine way. Further annoyance of the alchemist's existence. I vow that one day soonest I will cut the charlatan's throat and find a more biddable wizard for my rule over Foggy Bog. Knights have nay sense of direction. Oh, there it is, nestled in the trees, the House of Bones. Maggie? Maggie! Slippery wench! Maggie!
And what doth thee want, trickster son of a whore? I answer to thee not in any lifetime.
Jessica Darby, Zombie Lawyer was created and written by Kate Allen as part of the Chronicles of Rolling Hills. This episode was directed by David Arrow and Eric Nightingale. Sound engineered, recorded, and edited by Jake McGuire at Raven Recording Studios in New York City. Sound effects, animal sounds, and Foley by Eric Nightingale, Tyler Bunch, George Sheffy, David Arrow, Jake McGuire, and Rich Allen. Performances by Amber Paul as Jessica Darby, Attorney at Law. Kira Allen as Lady Tallulah. Andrew Arrow as Sir Ray. David Arrow as Sir Gideon. Stephen Bell Davies as Lord Paul. Tom Bozell as Lord Roger. Ruth Nightingale as Maggie, the Necromancer. John Peacock as Player Nick. Jennifer Prescott as Lady Lorette. Elena Rader as Lady Sweetie. And Chris Tipp as Player Hudson. Crowd, zombie sounds, and additional dialogue by Rich Allen, David Arrow, Tom Bozell, Enemy Jones, Arsenio Stembridge, and Jennifer Lane Williams. If you like what you just heard, please subscribe, share, and if you'd be so kind, leave us a review on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Jessica Darby, Zombie Lawyer is 100% listener-supported. So, consider clicking on the donate button at zombielawyerpodcast.com so we can keep making them for you. A production of Flying Fur Entertainment, a division of Jammy Day Productions.